ਗੁੱਡ ਮਾਰਨਿੰਗ ਟੋਰਾਂਟੋ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੁਣ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ ਅਤੇ ਗੱਲ ਚਾਹੇ ਕਿਬੈਕ ਦੀ ਹੋਏ ਚਾਹੇ ਓਨਟੈਰੀਓ ਦੀ, ਕੋਵਿਡ 19 ਪੈਂਡੈਮਿਕ ਦਾ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਧ ਅਸਰ ਲੌਂਗ ਟਰਮ ਕੇਅਰ ਹੋਮਸ 'ਤੇ ਹੋਇਆ ਅਤੇ ਸਾਡੀ ਸੀਨੀਅਰ ਪਾਪੂਲੇਸ਼ਨ ਨੇ ਹੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਧ ਸਫ਼ਰ ਕੀਤਾ। ਕੁਦਰਤੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸਵਾਲ ਉੱਠਣੇ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਲੌਂਗ ਟਰਮ ਕੇਅਰ ਹੋਮਸ ਕੀ ਗਲਤ ਹੈ, ਕੀ ਕਮੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਜਿਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਇਹ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਛ ਹੋ ਰਿਹਾ। ਸੋ ਇਹ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਵੀ ਉੱਠੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਨੈਸ਼ਨਲ ਲੈਵਲ 'ਤੇ ਸੀਨੀਅਰ ਕੇਅਰ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕੋਈ ਫਰੇਮਵਰਕ ਬਣਨਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ। ਕੁਝ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਨੁਕਸਾਨ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਲੌਂਗ ਟਰਮ ਕੇਅਰ ਹੋਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੋਇਆ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਫੋਰ ਪ੍ਰੋਫਿਟ ਆਰਗੇਨਾਈਜੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੁਆਰਾ ਚਲਾਏ ਜਾ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ। ਕੁਝ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੇ ਇਸ ਮਾਮਲੇ ਦੀ ਪਬਲਿਕ ਇਨਕੁਆਇਰੀ ਦੀ ਮੰਗ ਵੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਵਿਵਾਦ ਦੇ ਇਸ ਪਿਛੋਕੜ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਓਨਟੈਰੀਓ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਐਲਾਨ ਕੀਤਾ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰੋਵਿੰਸ ਦੇ ਲੌਂਗ ਟਰਮ ਕੇਅਰ ਸਿਸਟਮ ਦੀ ਇੱਕ ਇੰਡੀਪੈਂਡੈਂਟ ਕਮਿਸ਼ਨ ਦੁਆਰਾ ਜਾਂਚ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾਏਗੀ। ਓਨਟੈਰੀਓ ਹੈਲਥ ਕੋਲੀਸ਼ਨ ਇੱਕ ਆਰਗੇਨਾਈਜੇਸ਼ਨ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਪਬਲਿਕ ਹੈਲਥ ਦੇ ਖੇਤਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਪਬਲਿਕ ਹੈਲਥ ਸਿਸਟਮ ਨੂੰ ਬਚਾਇਆ ਜਾਏ। ਅਤੇ ਲੌਂਗ ਟਰਮ ਕੇਅਰ ਹੋਮਸ ਦੇ ਇਸ ਮੁੱਦੇ 'ਤੇ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਇਸ ਵਕਤ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਓਨਟੈਰੀਓ ਹੈਲਥ ਕੋਲੀਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਐਗਜ਼ੈਕਟਿਵ ਡਾਇਰੈਕਟਰ ਨੈਟਲੀ ਮਹਿਰਾ ਨੇ। ਸੋ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਜੁਆਇੰਡ ਲਾਈਵ ਬਾਏ ਨੈਟਲੀ ਮਹਿਰਾ, ਐਗਜ਼ੈਕਟਿਵ ਡਾਇਰੈਕਟਰ ਓਨਟੈਰੀਓ ਹੈਲਥ ਕੋਲੀਸ਼ਨ। ਥੈਂਕਸ ਨੈਟਲੀ।
Oh, thanks for having me.
Provincial government announced independent commission to look into Ontario's long-term care system. So mm-hmm. can you tell us about your organization's response? How your organization see this announcement?
Well, on the one hand, we're pleased that they are moving towards more of an open, public, transparent commission. On the other hand, we remain concerned because all of the details are very vague. They have not made a firm commitment to having a commissioner or all commissioners completely independent of the long-term care homes industry, of the owners and the operators of the homes, in particular the for-profit homes. They haven't made a commitment that the commission will be on the record, on the public record, which means that the transcripts will be available to everyone for public scrutiny, that the research and the, you know, that it will be fully public and that the meetings won't be kind of behind closed doors and the submissions hidden from public scrutiny. It's important that we be able to see what the home operators and the owners, especially the for-profits, are pushing for. Often it's deregulation, which is not in the public interest. So we need to be able to see those things, and it needs to be open to all of the interested parties, the families, the advocates, the unions, the, you know, everyone who's been advocating for things in the public interest in the home.
And but the minister said it would be an independent, non-partisan commission.
That's right. That does not mean that the commissioners will be will exclude all for-profit owners or owner-operators of any homes, for-profit or not-for-profit. It doesn't mean that, you know, that the commission will be open and transparent and on the record. They've fallen short of promising any of those things.
So as per your understanding, then what's wrong with our long-term care system? What was responsible for failure of our system?
I think there are a few things. One is that the acuity, that is the complexity and the heaviness of the care needs of the residents in long-term care homes in Ontario, is extremely high. Ontario, our governments for decades now have pursued the most radical hospital cuts agenda of any governments in the country and virtually anywhere in the developed world. Ontario has the fewest hospital beds left of any province in Canada, and the only countries in the entire OECD, so every developed nation on earth, that have fewer hospital beds left are Mexico and Chile. And we're far below our European peers, far below other developed nations, because there just have been such a radical policy of cutting hospital beds. And that means that those patients, people who used to be chronic care or complex continuing care patients in hospitals, people who were in psychogeriatric hospitals, so people who have dementia and behaviors and so on, those people are in long-term care homes. But the homes are funded at one-third of the rate of a chronic care hospital bed. So to save money and to cut costs, governments have offloaded heavier and heavier care patients from hospitals into long-term care without adequate care levels. And that was before COVID-19 hit. We had a severe staffing crisis in long-term care. The PSWs, the personal support workers who provide the lion's share of the daily hands-on care for the residents, had left because working conditions and wages were poor because they could make a decent living elsewhere without all of the violence and all of the injuries and all of the things that are have been happening in long-term care. And so they essentially voted with their feet. When COVID-19 hit, this was already a precarious situation, dangerous, you know, unsafe levels of care, too low levels of care. And we've been advocating for decades now to improve those, but we've been fighting a largely for-profit industry that has itself advocated for deregulation and more money for their own profits. And they have a lot of powerful contacts in government, and it's been very, very difficult to achieve. So when COVID-19 hit, of course, the homes were not well placed to be able to deal with it, and it's just been devastating since the coronavirus, since the novel coronavirus has taken hold in the homes. Government measures to test people, to isolate them when they're positive, both staff and the residents, have been slow. They've been late. Just all the way along, the responses have not been adequate to deal with the acuity and the seriousness of the situation in the homes, and they still really aren't.
Natalie, some people suggest that there should be some national framework, national policy on senior care or long-term care system. So what's your organization's response to that idea?
I think there need to be changes both at the national level and at the provincial level. I mean, we've been calling for a long time for the principles of public Medicare in Canada to be extended to cover long-term care and seniors care. And that means the same rights that Canadians have. The Canada Health Act is kind of like a Bill of Rights for healthcare. It says that everyone has the right to access medically needed care without having to pay user fees, without extra billing, on equal terms and conditions. The fundamental values are equity and compassion. And we believe that those should be extended to long-term care, that it should be brought into the framework of a new act like the Canada Health Act with similar principles that provide for coverage and so on and national standards and all of that. But most delivery of healthcare in Canada sits at the provincial level of government. It's the responsibility of the provincial government. And so many of the changes have to happen at the provincial level. And that means they have to improve and stabilize the staff force. The conditions of care are the conditions of work. They're the same thing. And as long as that workforce is so precarious, right now homes are in complete crisis. They were before COVID-19. Now it's just unspeakable. The low staffing, there's not enough staff to feed people in many homes. There's not enough to reposition them, to give them social interaction, you know, just basic humanity. And so they have to stabilize the staff. And that means better wages and working conditions. It means permanently. It means full-time hours so people can make a living. Right now, the women, largely women, workforce who are going into the homes are risking their lives and the lives of their family to take care of people. And many of them have part-time jobs, and they're not paid well. And even with the temporary pandemic pay, those that had to give up two or more other part-time jobs in order to only work in one long-term care home to contain the spread of COVID-19, you know, they can't make a living doing it. And yet they're risking their lives for people. It's not right. It's got to be addressed. So we've been calling for a minimum care standard of at least 4 hours of care per resident per day. That's not unreasonable. It's based on the best evidence of what is safe, improved wages and working conditions for the staff, and then an array of other policies that would protect against the offloading of these very heavy care residents whose needs are too high for the homes. Improved training around infection control, just an array of policies that would help to protect.
Anything else that you would like to add at the end?
Just that under public pressure, the government has moved on things in Ontario. They have moved on improving testing. They have finally tested most, if not all, people in long-term care homes. They have moved on improving infection control. They have moved on moving some residents from long-term care homes into hospitals to deal with the crisis. That needs to happen more. So all of the pressure that they're feeling from the regular public, you know, from the people who are listening today, to call for a proper independent inquiry that is public and on the record, that, you know, has commissioners that do not come from the long-term care home industry with vested interests, but operate in the public interest, an end to for-profit long-term care homes. These things are important, and everyone has a role. And I think now, because COVID-19 has laid bare the inequities and the really precarious situation that long-term care is in, we have a duty to each other to push our government to do the right thing. And so everyone can help with that. And thank you.
Thank you, Natalie, for sharing your thoughts with us today. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for having me.